Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
It is. Mate, I know you're not feeling very well today. But I was going to say how you doing, but I know you're not feeling good.
Yeah, my voice is a little different today, I think, because I don't know what it is. For whatever reason, for me, this time of year is actually allergy season.
Oh, that sucks, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're feeling
rough.
Went
to the doctor and everything, so that seems to be what it is.
You've got a good kind of sexy voice going on, though. I'm sure people in the comments are going to be mentioning it later or now. Awesome. Welcome to the show. It is the Full Force Weekly. It is that time again on a Saturday morning or wherever you are in the world, Saturday afternoon. Evening, whatever it is. Hello. Yes, we've got a packed show for you today somehow. It was kind of a light week, but we did actually find numerous news stories to talk about, which is interesting. So we'll get underway very shortly. Big shout out already to everyone in the comments. Thank you for jumping on, guys. Morning, everyone. Morning, cheese bags, as a few people have mentioned already. And Mom, our Mom's watching. There's Mom. Hi, Mom.
She says, poor Pat.
I know. She feels bad for you already. Look, poor Pat. I know, Mom. I'll look after him for this hour, I guess. Anyway, get lots of get well soons as well in there. So, get well soon, Pat. That sucks. And I now look bad because I've dragged you on when you're feeling rough. I'm like, sorry, Pat, you can't have a day off. You've got to turn up. Anyway.
A punk with toys may have it right. I don't know. I plead the fifth. I say nothing.
Genius. I think that's the case. I definitely think that's it. For those listening and not watching, I'm not going to explain what Punk with Toys just said. But I think you can work it out if you're an avid listener and watcher of the show. Pat was doing his side gig. Right then. On to the first news story then of the week, which is actually an interesting Guinness World Record bit of news.
Yes, congratulations to IDW Larry Harmer and cover artist Jamie Sullivan for getting G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, into the Guinness Book of World Records for having the most characters on a single comic book cover. The main plaudits have to go to Jamie Sullivan for his outstanding cover featuring 316 characters, beating the record previously set by Deadpool issue 27 with 224. Well done, Jamie, and now we wait to see where the G.I. Joe license will land in 2023.
Yeah, so a few things to talk about here. Obviously, one, we've got this amazing world record that Larry Harmer kind of actually brought it to my attention. I'm not sure if it was already well-known information at that point, but he posted on Facebook, G.I. Joe 300 got in the Guinness Book of World Records. And obviously, I kind of had a feeling it was because of the character count on the cover, because of this amazing cover by Jamie Sullivan. And shout out to Jamie Sullivan, who I don't think, believe it or not, was credited in the Guinness Book of World Records, by the way, for this thing. I think it was just mentioned that obviously IDW, the comic and the cover, I don't think they even mentioned that Jamie Sullivan was the one that drew it. So that is a little odd, isn't it, that you wouldn't get credit for that?
Yeah, I think that with the Guinness Book of World Records, don't you have to, like, alert them, or does somebody have to be present? Like, I'm not sure what have to happen in order to get in there.
They knew it was going to happen, and they had some guy standing next to Jamie Sullivan watching him draw the comic.
I highly doubt that. I mean, maybe just the fact that it's a paid job kind of official thing that he would have it. But yeah, that is weird that they wouldn't put his name in there.
I don't know that for sure. That's what I've been told, though, by a number of different people. So we don't know fully if that's the case. Obviously, if Jamie Sullivan's name is in there, then great. But I just don't think it was even mentioned, which is, it's very odd when considering what you're dealing with here. You're dealing with the art work is what got this comic in the in the world records, basically. So anyway, that aside, we wanted to make sure Jamie Sullivan does get credit for this. Jay, he's actually been on the show in the past. I did an interview with him many years ago, back when he did he was doing covers during the 200s or something, I think. I think it was in the 200s I interviewed him. So some time ago. But this is really cool. And this is something I wanted to talk to you about, Pat. It's beaten Deadpool, which was the previous record setter, right, with 224, I think issue 27. And I, for some reason, I thought Adam Rich's cover that he did for IDW not that long ago, that had all the Joe characters on it, I could have sworn that had more than 200 characters on it, or 224.
I could have sworn that the Devil's Due one did as well, like had more than that. Like, it seems like they've kind of started, this is almost a G.I. Joe tradition that started in those Devil's Due era. And it's only gotten bigger and bigger and bigger ever since. I thought that Adams was more than that as well. So maybe they just weren't paying attention whenever Adam did that.
236. That's you're saying no, Matthew, but I was saying that it did have that many. and that it's weird that they were the previous record holder. Okay, it was the previous record holder with 236. Oh, that's good. For some reason, I saw the information that Deadpool was in the book, like, most recently before this one. So that's great that, thank you, that, 236 was the previous record holder. That's also really cool. I wonder if Adam knew that it was in the Guinness World Book of Records then, in that case.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll have to ask him. Maybe like what I will say is I've got a feeling that yes, it did have 236 characters, and it would have been the record holder, as it were. But was it put in black and white in the Guinness Book of World Records? Because that's what I want, that's what I need to find out. But anyway, that's good to know that America's Elite 25 with 236 was the previous record holder. And I hope that was mentioned in the Guinness World Record. That's why when I was doing it, I was like, I'm sure Adam's cover had more than that on it. I'm sure it did. But that's that. Guinness World Record holder, issue 300. Shout out to Larry Harmer, to IDW, who are no longer the license holder for the G.I. Joe comic, and to Jamie Sullivan, the cover artist. Now, we're still under the impression that this is probably going to end up with, was it Image Skybound? We're thinking Skybound is where it's going to land for the, you know, that's where all the talk is. That's where all the rumors are. When do you think that is going to be announced? Do you think they'll do it on a stream early in the year, or do you think they're going to wait for Yojo June? What do you think what do you think the best option is for them to do here?
We kind of talked about that, I think, before, and I'm still of the opinion that it'll come before Yojo June, that, you know, they'll wait for early in the year. So we should be looking at that anytime soon, I would think.
Yeah, I would expect early in the year, definitely, because you want to get that information out as soon as the license kind of like expires, really, don't you? Or as soon as the next one takes over. Maybe they're waiting for something to be revealed in terms of an actual comic, you know, like covers and, you know, stories and all that kind of stuff. Maybe they're waiting for, you know, until that's kind of solidified, I imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine with all the free publicity that you would get from making that announcement, you would want the actual book to be available hot on the heels of that, or to be able to be ordered at the very least.
Yeah. Someone just mentioned, Punk with Toys says, why is Storm Shadow on the wrong side? He's a Joe, not Cobra. He should be in the middle, shouldn't he, really? He flip-flops more than I can't think of anything that flip-flops. A flip-flop. So where would you have Storm Shadow, Pat?
You know, I love the Storm Shadow character arc that he's gone through, that he went through in the original Marvel run so much that I kept Storm Shadow on the Joes with my toys for pretty much forever.
As a V2 fan of that figure as well, I there's just I agree with you. I think that the arc that he goes through is really interesting. And it's kind of like, I do get a little bit annoyed with the whole brainwave scanner being used kind of so often.
Yeah.
But when it was used back then for that particular scenario, it was great. And I thought that was a fantastic setup. And it does make that character rather like ambiguous and a little bit more like, where does he fit in? He doesn't really fit in to a specific place, does he? So I think obviously he's not evil. Obviously he was infiltrating Cobra for his own reasons, yeah, for revenge, but it wasn't like necessarily the best reasons, but he was doing that, you know, and then obviously became a Joe in the end.
His morals were a little bit in question though. He was willing to do some things while he was there.
Exactly.
So I think that kind of makes him a very interesting character to have within G.I. Joe. And I always loved Storm Shadow for it. It's the first toy I ever bought with my own money was Storm Shadow.
Big time. Schrodinger's Storm Shadow. It's his Viper Scout. Brilliant. Ed Strait says, it's nice to know the Hammerverse will continue, but I would like to see the new company do a new continuity as well. IDW started out strong, but overall didn't catch fire. Yeah, they did a couple of things, didn't they, with theirs. They had like their own kind of universe running alongside the Real American Hero one. And I was enjoying it for a while, where it was like a lot of comics were coming out for G.I. Joe in that period. There was a lot of kind of like spin-off things and mini-series, and you've got the two kind of like constants going on at the same time. There was a lot kind of to kind of choose from and enjoy. So I hope whoever does take it up does kind of take that as well. I mean, would you like to see them attempt their own universe, Pat, as well?
Well, you know, this is one of those things where the change in approach to the classified stuff kind of works against that, because if at this point we had a ton of figures that were just brand new designs, it would really make it feel like there needed to be a brand new comic book to go with them. At this point, that doesn't really feel like that from those toys. But it kind of makes me wonder about that Snake Eyes video game that we were talking about.
Mm.
Brandon Jerwa on board for writing stories for the video game. You know, could they potentially just tap that for a comic book? Because Brandon Jerwa's comic books for G.I. Joe have been pretty great.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ed, for the comment. And I agree with that totally, Pat. Yeah, I think the fact that his background is in comic writing as well. So yeah, 100%. I fully expect when that video game does complete, because obviously we're still holding out for a little bit of confirmation about whether they're affected, which I don't think they are. I don't think that game or that company, Atomic Arcade, are affected by the 5 cancelled projects at Wizards of the Coast. I still feel like I don't want to kind of just go, yeah, when the video game comes out, because we're still kind of very much umming and erring about that at the moment. Thanks, me. Look at this. Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic Naked HD. Amazing. Amazing. I did not do this, but thank you very much, whoever did. How do you feel about 300 not wrapping up the story and putting a bow on IDW and ending with a cliffhanger to be continued with another publisher? How do you feel about that first, Pat?
I feel just fine with it. You know, you probably don't want to, you don't necessarily want to take the wind out of the sails right at the end. And if you know that it's continuing, I guess coming to a nice stopping point and making sure that the new publisher is a jumping on point for people is important. But I also don't think it's terrible. I mean, Larry's always said that the way that he writes is just, you know, issue to issue, book to book. So that was pretty much where you were going to be no matter what, just because of his writing style.
Yeah. I want to say in this particular instance, right, what way could they close out the comic that would make it like an end? You'd have to kill every character. Like every Cobra gets like locked up in prison, but like a nuke hits and everything just, you know, wipes everyone out. Because effectively, it's always going to be an open situation. Now, like, living on a cliffhanger is kind of fun, because I think had we not known that Hammer was continuing, because he has said that he's continuing and he's already working on stuff beyond issue 300 with the new company that we don't know of yet. Because he dropped that kind of clanger, I imagine that the idea was to leave on a cliffhanger and have everyone like, oh my God, I can't believe they left on a cliffhanger and we're not going to get a continuation to the comic. And then they were going to break the news, they were going to continue it afterwards. So I think that was probably the idea behind it. Nobody told Larry, or Larry just didn't care. And he ended up kind of leaking that information a little bit. So I would say that, you know, I think it would have been more impactful had that information not been known that Larry was continuing. But even so, I think you'd have to really do something drastic to put an end on a story. Like, maybe like, because again, no one ever really dies in comics. No one ever really, you know, there's never a finalization for me in comics fully.
Yeah, it's middle story. That's what I've heard Hama say that before himself. That whenever you're writing a comic book, you're always pretty much writing middle story. I mean, even some of the most major deaths in all of comic books have been undone over the years, whether or not they were planned to be undone before they happened or not, or there's just somebody from an alternate universe that pops in who's pretty much that same person. You know, it's you're always writing something that is just based on what, you know, the existing story as it is, and as permanent as it feels, it probably isn't given enough time.
Yeah, absolutely. And also thank you. Thank you, me, for stealing my credit card and making a parody account and thank you, whoever that is. It's hilarious. And thank you very much. We appreciate the support. Robert H says, I liked IDW's last reboot with Tiger and Dead Duke. And yeah, in the first blooming couple of panels, that was actually a really good, like a really strong series, actually, Robert H. I was really into that. And unfortunately, it didn't really go much further, which was a shame. Cool. All right, then, guys, we'll move on then from this story. Neil Hill says, does anyone actually read comics anymore? But there's a cheeky face at the end of that, so I get it. Yeah, sometimes when I get a spare 5 seconds, I'll read some. Cool. Right, we'll move on. Sorry, I was just double checking any missed comments. But no, we'll move on to the next story now, which is a little update for all you Super 7 G.I. Joe Ultimates fans.
Thanks to MikeHext24 for this, but he posted a question to Brian Flynn yesterday asking about the G.I. Joe Ultimates, and Brian responded with a small update. It would appear as though Wave 1 has been held up and is yet to hit the water. However, it clearly won't be long until that happens now, based on what Brian said in his response. He also stated that Wave 2 was already on its way, so who knows how that will look from a distribution standpoint in a few weeks' time. We will be speaking with Brian next week about the issues they've faced and the brand new Reaction Wave 5 reveals, so hopefully he can shed more light on the subject then.
Yes, so I did, yeah, drop a clanger there, but next week I've got I think it's Tuesday, I'm going to be interviewing Brian, but then obviously it'll take me a little while to get it edited and put it up. So give me a couple of days at least. Thank you, Jordan. Sorry, just saying, great music as always. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. You can half thank G.I. Joe Sunbow for it. But yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you. But yes, this is an interesting one. So Mike Hext basically asked Brian on a different post for Super 7 about G.I. Joe Ultimates. And Brian responded to say that Wave 1 is not on the water yet, but will be very soon. And Wave 2 is on the water as we speak. So Wave 2 is inbound and probably will be here before Wave 1. But by the sounds of it, Wave 1 won't be too far behind, Pat. So do you think they'll hold off on releasing Wave 2 out until Wave 1 gets there?
Not really.
They'll just get everything out.
We think that whatever they have ready to go, they could probably just ship it out.
Yeah. Are you excited for any of these?
You know, I the only one that I have is the San Diego Bat. I swear, like, this is one of those things that kind of is part of the chaos of pre-orders for me, because I thought I pre-ordered Wave 1. Like, I have memory of doing that.
Right.
And then I did pre-order Wave 2. But then whenever I went through and started doing my massive purge of pre-orders, I was actually trying to make sure that I had links to all the places where I had pre-ordered. And I can't find Wave 1's pre-order in, like, my emails or on any of the sites. So it's possible that whenever Wave 1 starts to ship, that it's just going to show up and I'm going to have it. Or maybe it won't at all. But I dropped Wave 2 with the feeling that I'm not getting Wave 1.
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen.
The excitement and the suspense of pre-orders. It was a, I mean, that was probably the most ridiculous time as a G.I. Joe fan and collector. Was it like a couple of years ago when it seemed like there were pre-orders dropping left, right, and center for everything, for 4-inch figures, for 6-inch, for 7-inch figures, for like everything. Blimmin' statues and just everything you could think of. There was so much stuff dropping at the same time. Remote control vehicles and what have you. It was crazy. So I feel like there's definitely been like a slowing down of that recently.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's still like a few things popping up, but it is definitely wound back.
Yeah, and where is that Jada Toys his tank? The one with Destro, like, people found it. I still been looking for that because I really want one of those, but
yeah, big time. I mean, all the Jada stuff I'm down for. It looks fantastic. Especially those mini vehicle ones are just the dopest.
It's just weird that some of the stuff that I still really want was stuff that never went up for pre-order, and I actually am just still hunting it. I mean, how long ago was that? Is it 2 years now?
Maybe even two. Yeah, maybe the best part of 2 years or a year and a bit, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy pants. Well, Wave 1, obviously, like I said, will be like coming soon or hitting the water soon. And then you can expect, what, about 3 weeks following that usually? I think Brian said that in the past. He said you used to be able to kind of set your watch to it. As soon as it hit the water, he knew exactly when they'd be getting it, you know, in port and then, you know, from transit to port to them. So, who knows? So who knows? Wave 1 might be here. It might not be. Mm-hmm. Wave 2 might be coming first. And that does excite me because obviously Flint's involved in that. And he's one that I'm really excited for. I love that Sunbow kind of design for him. Anyway, that's a little Super 7 update. We'll be speaking to Brian, like I said, on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. And I will try and get that video out as soon as possible. I will ask him about the issues they faced, obviously. I'll be asking about, we'll be talking a lot about Wave 5 reaction, honestly. So that'll be one of the main things we look at. And obviously I'll be asking him about Red Laser as well, because I'm really excited to talk to him about that.
I pre-ordered that, by the way.
You what, mate?
I pre-ordered Red Laser.
Awesome. Well, speaking of that pre-order then, good segue there, Pat. Genius. We have now got BBTS and Entertainment Earth posting their kind of like pre-orders themselves for this wave. Usually it breaks BBTS or Entertainment Earth are the ones that break the news that these are coming. So Super 7 got ahead of them this time. So in this case, we do see a little hint here where we might be getting variants. But we had a conversation about this last time, Pat. Like, the way that they reveal visuals is very specific, and we've had that when they have like variants that they're going to do, they usually have like another image with all the variants on it and another image with all the variants of the other troop builder on it. The fact we didn't get that made me think maybe we weren't getting lots and lots of variants of them and you can just army build the one. But then this listing came up and it says clean shaven MP, brown, I imagine skin tone, to indicate that there might be possibly more coming, or are they just expecting more coming and are describing the figure as is? Because that is the description of the known figure MP that's coming out.
Yeah, it could be either one. I cannot imagine that they are just suddenly deciding not to do any sort of variant figure. I will be extremely surprised. You know, maybe I'll order more of the wave. That'll be my personal bet with myself. Is if they don't do all kinds of variants, maybe I'll buy more of these, because I really wasn't planning on. I'm not caught up or anything on all the reaction figures. I have a lot of them because I've been buying the ones that I want, which I can't keep track of any of that. Last time we talked about this, you know, we were like, you know, has Cover Girl hit? Of course she's hit. When I was looking through my figures, there she was. Couldn't remember that.
Thankfully, someone in the comments reminded us, but we were both like, I can't remember. Maybe not. Maybe not. And some of the comments, yeah, there's two of them on the shelf I'm looking at right now. Amazing. Yeah, it's fun. This is the problem, though, when you're doing this kind of stuff where you're reporting on this news all the time. Some stuff just does not stay in there, guys. I'm sorry. Like, I can't keep all of this information in my head. Like, I try, but it's like the amount of research we have to do before blooming shows sometimes. If we're doing like a monthly and we even mention something that we know might be wrong, we then have to like go and backtrack and do some research and then go, right, this is the proper information, right, go from there. So like, yeah, it's crazy the amount of stuff you have to kind of keep in your head. So I'm glad that we do have a lot of listeners and viewers that just kind of keep us on track with a lot of that. So thank you. Personally, I think that is just a description of that character. Now, next week, we will find out, because they're going to be doing the official reveal, the official drop, the pre-orders.
So you don't think there are variants coming?
I personally don't think that, but I don't have any information other than what we're seeing here to go by.
Because this wouldn't be the first time, I think, that Big Bad put up some of the figures before the others.
Oh, totally. I mean, the camo trooper isn't even in the listing yet.
I was just going to say, they're not, even the ones that we know of aren't even in all listed. So
yeah. So there's a possibility, definitely, that there will be variants. And there might be, but I'm just looking, when I look back in the way that they've rolled things out, the way that they've done the visuals, the way they've done all that kind of stuff in the past, it's always been that the variant, like, troop builders get their own, you know, visual. So I'm just, maybe it could be many, lots of things change though, don't they? And that maybe they're doing it to show you the figure and then they'll drop the variants after the fact. So it could possibly be that. So yeah, maybe they just hadn't finished rendering those particular images yet, because it does take time, and maybe they needed to get that information out before BBTS and Entertainment Earth posted their pre-order listings. So yeah. Anyway,
well, they did say it would also be up in a week.
Yes, they did.
And it's been more than a week, so we should be expecting it soon.
Yeah, expect it next week, guys. This coming week, I should say. Sammy, Chris, could you maybe ask Brian if there has been a deliberate moving away from comic-based reaction figures? After Quinn showed up in Wave 1, it seemed like they would pursue both, but not so. Yeah, I think I can count on my hand how many comic book characters they've done so far. Quinn, Snake Eyes issue 21, Snake Eyes issue 21 again, but with a different, slightly different, with the damage. And are there any others, Pat?
I can't really think of any. That's a good question, just... though, because I remember when a reaction started that I was very eager for it to be a nice blend of things, but they are definitely leaning into the sun, though.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
No, you know what? Whenever they first were talking about it, I don't think that we knew that Target was going to be carrying them.
True.
So I wonder if Target carrying them has caused them to lean more into something that's a little more broader appeal, which it's crazy to say, but a lot of people were exposed to the cartoon more so than the comic book.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Totally. I'd probably lean towards that as the reasoning behind that. But yes, Sammy, like that's thank you for your comment, mate. I'll definitely ask him. I'll ask him if there's any more, if they're going to go in, if they're going to kind of like attempt to even go into more detail with the comic book characters, definitely. But yeah, it's definitely just been the three that I can think of. If anyone else remembers any more, please let me know in the comments. What else have we got going on? Jordan says, past 3 years have been lovely for G.I. Joe. It's been a time, hasn't it? It's been an incredible time, like, especially in terms of product. My goodness. Sean says, Super 7 quality control issues have forced me to cancel my pre-orders. I can't afford to drop money on shoddy product. I've heard of quite a few, there've been quite a few issues. I think the fact that they've delayed wave one and wave one even more so, makes me hope that they've really gone to town on some of the issues that were plaguing the figures in the first place. It sounds like that's what's happened, in all honesty. There were a lot of people kind of commenting on some of the other figures in the lines, different lines, not just G.I. Joe, obviously. We didn't have any G.I. Joe ones to compare it to. But there were a lot of issues quality control-wise and, engineering-wise. So it wouldn't surprise me if they've gone to town on them to try and sort that out. But anyway. Sky Strikers should start shipping next week. Yes, absolutely, Danny. Excited for that, Pat?
Yeah, I am excited to get that in hand. Again, the vehicle feels more like a modern vehicle, like a modern 4-inch vehicle to me, whether or not it fits those figures or not. That's what it's going to feel like to me with all the enhancements to it. But I'm really excited to get those figures. Like, I really want them.
Absolutely. Ed says comic based Firefly. Interesting. Was that a comic version deco?
Yeah, I can't really remember the difference between that and cartoon Firefly, Sunbow Firefly.
Sunbow's a lighter color, so maybe it was a darker gray.
Yeah.
But thanks, Ed. We'll count that.
Yeah, that makes sense because, you know, Sunbow does actually have the gray, whereas the comic book has the blue. So that totally makes sense. Yeah, he's right. So that's a good call. Good call.
Awesome. Right then. Yeah, cool. We'll call it there. That is the Super 7 update. We will move now into the last news segment of the week, which is Pat's favorite subject to talk about. He's already upset. Look, he's already.
I'll just give you like coded answers.
Amazing.
That's right. Listings Tomb Raider JT Prime 17 found a huge batch of new classified listings and sent them our way. The listings contain 17 standard releases and 4 exclusives, 2 for Amazon and 2 for Target. They don't give too much away except for the one we already knew about, Dumas Pet, which was officially revealed to us as Scrap Iron quite a while ago. There's also a deluxe figure in there too, Doyle, so it will be interesting to see who is who when the official reveals start coming in. It is also understood by the channel that most of these are for the reveals we have already seen, like the name-only reveals and digital renders that haven't been turned into pre-orders yet. That said, there are a few that haven't dropped in either name or visual render, so brace yourselves for a new live event very soon, and some new characters joining the mix. The last thing we can divulge regarding these listings relates to the 2 Target exclusives. We can say that they will be continuing the Tiger Force and Python Patrol theme for these figures, but that's all we can say right now.
Yeah, so we can focus on that aspect in a second, Pat, because I know it's not like we're going to look at all of these and go, well, this is clearly this character and this is clearly this character. But what we can talk about here is the fact that the ones that we have had revealed, boom, obviously Dumas Pet we know is Scrap Iron. That was something that was explained in a an official capacity when that pet kind of thing popped out. And I think Lenny was the one that even mentioned that it referred to a price point as opposed to a coming with an animal companion, shall we say. So that is what we've got here in that's going to be Scrap Iron, and he's going to come with that ridiculous missile launcher kind of thing. Basically, that's going to be his pet. So we know that. The rest we don't know, but we do know that we've got Amazon exclusives in there and Target exclusives in there as well. We also know that the Target exclusives will continue the Tiger Force and Python Patrol theme. And also that those two listings contain one Tiger Force character and one Python Patrol character. So it's not just that they're going to be both be Tiger Force or both be Python Patrol. They're one of each. We just don't know which ones. Or we can't say which ones just yet. So with all that information, Pat, and also I will say another thing we can say here is that some of these in this list are characters that have not been revealed in either name only or digital renders yet. So these are yet, some of them are yet to be revealed at all. So that's an exciting prospect. A lot of them though will cover things like, I imagine, you know, that five-figure wave of Torpedo, Rock and Roll, etc., etc., etc. You know, Low Light, those kind of characters that we know are coming, name-only drops and stuff. So a lot of them are covered in that, but some of them are brand new. What are your thoughts, Pat, first and foremost?
Still, the code names just drive me crazy. I loved the days whenever we were able to see a list of figures and put two and two together with stuff that sometimes with the figures leaking. But it was just, I don't know. I would get excited about the name drops. And if they're, I see why they do it, because doing it this way, they can actually control those pipeline reveals and have an event out of it. And that's probably better than just seeing things on a list.
Yeah.
There's going to come some point where there's a shift in the line, or the line ends, or something happens, and some things don't come out, and we'll be like, we didn't get that Fitzgerald figure, you know, and that's just not that fun.
Right.
To have to still conjecture on what the placeholder names meant. It's just, I don't really enjoy it. It is nice to know, though, that some of them are deluxes, which, well, maybe not deluxes, I shouldn't say, because
yeah,
Scrap Iron is not Scrap Iron's not listed as a deluxe, even though it says pet afterwards.
Yeah, that's the price point scenario. Yeah, yeah. Like,
what is up with Aesop being ADV? What does that stand for?
I still don't know what ADV means, honestly. It's been one of those ones that has come up quite a few times in listings, and I still don't know what it means. Like I'll go back and look at some of the old ones where we do know those particular characters had ADV on them, and try and work out what it actually means. But honestly, at this point, not a clue. That's all I can say on that one, because none of the others have that ADV applied to them, so it must mean something, definitely.
Yeah, either that's going to be some sort of, I don't think that's like been the convention figures or anything like that.
No, I'll like I said, I'll have a look at some of the old stuff where we've had ADV.
Well, what about the ones toward the bottom, the THR and the footsie? I doubt that stands for footsie.
Well, we know footsie is Amazon exclusives, and we know THR is Target exclusives.
They all come with footsies.
It doesn't mean that they play with each other under the table.
Right.
It doesn't mean. Amazing. Again, it's one of those things, isn't it, where we could speculate all day long as to who these could be, and it would be kind of pointless. What we can talk about, though, is what we know about. And obviously we know, like I said, that the Target exclusives are going to be continuing that Tiger Force and Python Patrol theme. Now, with Kerouac and Shakespeare, who do you think are the front runners for Tiger Force release? Now, let's break it down. If it was just basic repaints of figures that are already in the line, who would you think would be on that list?
Oh man, you're putting me on the spot again.
Do you want me to go first?
Yes, I want you to go first.
Flint.
Flint. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense because, yeah, he's already a very classic looking figure.
And we haven't had a Flint in a long time.
It has been a while. And those were ones that they were not peg warmers. They just were available in stores for a period of time.
Well, the Flint and Jay were the ones that came after the massive issues with distribution.
Yeah.
And they were the ones, I think they were the course correction in terms of numbers, weren't they?
Well, Lady J's been, that I could still go pick up a Lady J if I
wanted. That's what I mean. But they were the course correction in numbers, weren't they? So they upped the numbers massively. And that's why we had an easier time of getting both of those figures and still technically probably can.
But Flint cleared out around here a long time ago. So if they put Flint out in Tiger Force, it wouldn't be that weird.
Yeah. There's been a decent amount of time since there, basically, is what I'm saying. So I think Flint is a good option. Then you've got Roadblock, obviously, who, again, he's had a lot of figures, but it's been a while since Heavy Artillery Roadblock. So I'm wondering if they think it's been long enough to do something like that, to get a Tiger Force Roadblock out of it. And then the other one, I think, is actually my main front runner, and that's Dusty. Mainly because of from a logistical practicality standpoint of having that figure very recently in the factory scenario. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. So I think maybe you've already named them all.
there are a few others, I guess. You've got, I mean, Stalker doesn't make sense because the Tiger Force Stalker is... the talking battle commanders,
but he historically still has the beret. But at the same time, you know, Stalker wasn't one of the vintage style. He's not. I think that they could even just skip Stalker entirely from Tiger Force.
Two figures, though,
wouldn't be weird about it. But
he did get two figures out of it. He did get the 2003 set and the
that's figure. That is true. So yeah, I mean. And there isn't going to be too many places where they can actually just put a Stalker repaint. So maybe. And I really like that figure. But also, they've been showing up recently still. Because they just got more of them in this week. I went looking at Target to see what they had. And they did get in more of the wave of Stalker. So
then I would say Beachhead is a possibility. A very fringe possibility. Because again, he was in that same set, wasn't he? So there's that.
Well, he was from the convention, right? But
convention set he was in? Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, obviously Beachhead's in that one. I would say, then you've got pipeline reveals, haven't you? The figures we know are coming that have appeared officially in Tiger Force scenarios. You've got Tunnel Rat. You've got Shipwreck. Who was Maruho, obviously, but there's the link is there.
Yeah.
You've got technically Firefly, with who they're doing as again, as a different figure. So you could technically do Firefly and have Wreckage / Sabretooth.
Yeah, for sure. That was one of the ones that I was going to mention. Maybe it's brawling time. Maybe it's time for some big brawler.
Big brawler, baby. I was also one more pipeline reveal though, Pat, that I think you'll enjoy. Torpedo.
Yes, actually. I just really want a vintage style Tiger Force Torpedo done perfectly because I'm super picky and weird.
Talking Joe just said, hello, Mark. I've seen lots of posts speculating about an orange Tiger Force beachhead. Is that something you think might happen? Apologies if you talked about it. We literally just spoke about it. I think you got in there before we spoke about it, Mark. But yes, I think it's a very loose possibility. Again, I think my front runners are Flint and Flint, Roadblock, and Dusty are my front runners.
Who would be a good choice to put in there? And this is not one that I don't think that we have in pipeline reveals or anything. But Alpine.
Oh, hell yeah. Alpine and Crosshair. Sorry, I just remember that was the two-pack, wasn't it, that they were?
It was, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, Alpine, didn't they redo that one? They redid that one also for the convention.
Absolutely,
Alpine was the Tiger Force member.
In his shorts. Yeah, that was wicked.
Yeah, so I kind of think that it would be a good idea to front-load an Alpine Tiger Force figure to get out a standard one as well. Because if you have Bazooka, we need Alpine.
That would be sweet, wouldn't it? That would be so cool. And Alpine is one of those characters as well that was so big in the cartoon that he has that commercial appeal as well, definitely.
Yeah.
One more pipeline reveal that I forgot to mention was Tripwire. And that's another one that would be a great one to do pre-paint-wise and then get out, you know. But then again, I think we know that the regular one is coming first, or at least we assume that's the case based on the fact that that is going to be a deluxe set. So, yeah, we... Yeah, that's pretty much.
I said this during the days whenever the club was putting out figures, that you need to get sneak peek into the line as soon as possible, because there's several reuses of sneak peek. You've got the standard one, the Night Force one, the Tiger Force one, and you could even get away with doing like the Brazilian Sky Patrol.
Absolutely.
Reuses of the body on one figure and the head on another. But, you know, there's plenty of opportunity to reuse Sneak Peek. So definitely. I would put him in earlier rather than later.
I agree on that one. And they could make him really cool, and his accessories would be amazing. And that periscope thing would be super cool as well in that size.
What if you could see through it?
Oh, sense? don't. That would be wicked, wouldn't it? Just like a little viewfinder at the really back. You could look in, and obviously, oh, that would be...
It could be one of those toys that you hold up to the light and you can see silver through it.
Yes, that would be freaking amazing. So I mean, that's pretty much... Oh, you've also got Jinx, Hardtop, Mutton Junkyard.
I would love a Jinx.
Technically, Hawk and Zartan for that three-pack morphing thing.
Yeah, you release Hawk and call it Zartan.
Yeah, that would be fun. Tiger Force Hawk as Zartan. Anyway, there are lots of options for them to obviously delve into, but I think my front runners would have to be Dusty, Flint, and Roadblock on that one. Now,
or Falcon. Do you think they could do a Falcon, because they had like that Chinese one that was...
That's a good shout. That was Flint, right?
Yeah.
It was Falcon's
Flint, but
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, that's a really good shout, actually. But I'm not sure I want another Falcon in that same figure, if you know what I mean.
I want them
to update that one as soon as possible, unfortunately. I'm not a fan of...
But maybe that'd be a nice way of doing it, you know, have a release a Tiger Force one with some changed details that you can swap onto the standard figure if that's what you choose.
God, that would be great. Just change the head, please. Okay, well, Python Patrol. Let's talk Python Patrol, because that's one that, again, we've got a few options for. Now, obviously, Televiper makes sense, but I could see them wanting to maybe re-release that with the Trouble Bubble again and do like a Python Trouble Bubble or something. I think that would be something that would tickle their fancy to do. But it doesn't mean that they couldn't do... just because that's an option doesn't mean that they couldn't also just separate it and do a Python Patrol release. So Televiper's a good shout. Obviously, we've got the Crimson Guard, which again, from a practicality standpoint, from a logistics standpoint, does stand out to me as quite a heavy front runner again. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a shoe-in. I would be surprised if we don't get that really quickly, if that's not the figure that's on the list.
Yeah, because there aren't many, I mean, other than Copperhead, which we know is the standard version that's coming out. So it's very unlikely that this one we're looking at right here will be the Python Patrol Copperhead based on the timing, because that would be like coming out at the same time, more or less, I think.
Right, right.
Or within a shorter, you know, a shorter period of time. So that one, yeah, I'd have to say it's a possibility, but I'm not sure if that's going to be who it is. My other one is Crocmaster. I almost said something else then. Crocmaster. Imagine that Pythonized with a red Fiona. It would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be a good one. I really enjoyed that figure from the modern 4-inch line. So releasing it that way would be nice. You know what I will say about Crimson Guard, though?
Yes.
If they do a Python Crimson Guard, I'd almost like the backpack to be red.
Oh, hell yeah.
Red on the figure. And then it would give everybody the ability to swap that backpack with the standard release and have, you know, the black on the Python one and read on the original one, because that's one of the things about that figure. I love the head sculpt. That figure is totally worth it. It's a great figure. And I like the fact that the standard release is going to be a red that's going to match the other Crimson figures coming out. So not saying anything bad overall about it, but I think I wanted that backpack to be red. And that would be a way of doing it, is if they made the Crimson, the Python one red.
That would be actually a great idea, I think. And yeah, like you say, you can do that little switch if you want to. Talking Joe says, ooh, could Doyle equals Sherlock? Well, unfortunately, what we found over the years is that the internal code words have no bearing over to the character that they are referring to in any way, shape, or form. When they first started, there were slight connections you could make. And I think when they realized that when those were coming out, people were kind of guessing them right, they started to change who, like, you know, they started to change tack on that a little bit. Because I think, you know, sometimes it was the beginning initial of the letter matched up, like Dung Beetle was Duke. And, you know, I think Tarantula was Snake Eyes, and Storm Shadow was, what was Storm Shadow early on? Tarantula and something, but there was, they were so kind of very obvious in a weird way, like you could work out who was who, and yeah. They changed that very quickly.
And weren't there like different ants listed for some of the Cobra?
Oh yeah, it was like, yes, it was like Carpenter Ant and yeah, Cobra Commander, and then something was like Carpenter B for the Trooper, and right, Carpenter right, something else for, yeah, yeah. So it started to make too much sense to everybody, basically. Yeah. But yeah,
it feels like with Python Patrol, they can really get out that original run quickly, because they're all based on figures that we know are kind of coming out. So maybe they want to stretch that out. And I'm going to throw out another distinct possibility, because I'm looking right now at Yojo's sub-teams listing. What about Major Blood?
Yeah,
that's
Major
a figure
Blood.
That's been gone for quite some time, and could be a really good choice.
Absolutely.
I really like that the 2003 set that had come out, and all those characters that were released in Python Patrol. So maybe revisiting those. I would like to see a Major Blood actually made out of the original version one Major Blood. So maybe something like that.
I think, or Major Blood is a great shout.
Or Trigger or Lightning.
Yeah.
Do Airborne or Ripcord as a pre-paint kind of situation.
That's amazing. If we're doing Firefly's Wreckage and Shot and Sabretooth, then yeah, definitely.
Then yeah. Like, 100%. Exactly.
Hilarious shout by Jeremy there. Dickens is Sonic Fighters Rock and Roll, calling it now. That would be amazing. But I probably wouldn't put bets on that one, just in case. Yeah, I would also, this is one I'm throwing out here, Pat, and I want to, I know you don't like the figure necessarily, but how cool would a Python Patrol Serpentor be in general?
I don't know. I view Python Patrol as a special sub team, and in Operation Dragonfire, you know, it was almost opposing Serpentor, so that'd be a little weird to me.
Well, my thought process was the kind of copper or red Serpentor could be released finally.
That is true. Something similar to that. The fact that it is such a snake-themed deco on a snake-sculpted character obviously would go well together, and I'd be curious to see how they may be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
And you could kind of just rewrite the Python Patrol to being, you know, some sort of private team dedicated to Serpentor instead of opposing him. So you could do, we've seen a lot of things be reinterpreted and it work really well. So yeah, I'd like to see, I guess if I had the opportunity to see a good designer really mock that up at the very least, I would be curious, but I don't know that I would want to buy it.
No. I know you wouldn't want to buy it. Luke has said Python Patrol Infantry is his guess. And that is kind of interesting, considering the Python Patrol officer uses certain infantry parts, doesn't it? There's a bit of a mix of parts between the two to make this figure. So I think a trooper, as it were, is obviously going to happen at some point, Luke. Yeah, that's got to be high up there. We're only really left, aren't we?
Sure.
We're only really left with Copperhead, Telly Viper, Crimson Guard, and the Infantry. That's technically what we're left with from the original OG team. And then like the next level, like you say, Major Blood, Saw Viper, Laser Viper, et cetera, et cetera. Is there a Soul Viper in it, or I just made that up?
No, there's
Heat Viper, Laser Viper,
yeah,
Rock Viper.
There is a Saw Viper, but he's really that bright red.
Yeah.
It's like a very weird entry into Python Patrol.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, that's what we're kind of left with, and obviously Crocmaster. So, interesting to kind of break it down and see what the options are, really, first and foremost. The other thing is, obviously, we haven't really spoken about yet, is the fact that they could just do something brand new, a character that has never been in Python Patrol before or Tiger Force before. And that's something that, we've already seen with the Bat. We've already seen it with, I think, the Ram. So they're definitely not opposed to making a few new additions to the line, are they?
No, not at all. And I think that that's something that we could see throughout this whole codename list. I've also kind of thought, with the number of things that they've done with troopers and with Vipers and squad leaders and things like that, you probably could do the trooper / officer mix again and come up with a brand new looking Python Patrol character.
Yeah.
Or, do another Viper. I did like the thought they had in 2003, which was to take not the deco that had been on the figures, but the one that would have been on the vehicles and apply that to figures. I think that you can do that, and it can look good. So maybe you could do like a officer, trooper, or a Viper again to match that kind of style from 2003.
Absolutely. Speaking of troopers, this is a good point, Jeremy. The female officer obviously would make a great Python Patrol addition. And you've got the officer and the trooper in one go there as well. So they're bringing them out in a two-pack, and I could see them coming out either as separate releases as Python Patrol figures. And it does stretch the Python Patrol theme out a little bit further as well, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, that's a great shout, Jeremy. Great shout.
It becomes weird whenever there's exactly one. Like Python Patrol almost feels like it needs to be kept a little bit small, like not as small as in my mind Crimson Guards need to be and as elite as them. But it does get weird whenever every Cobra eventually gets a repaint into Python Patrol, because I always viewed it as being like this small one-off special team. But it's just indulgent to have all of them and to have the female ones in there for sure. Cause that could actually be just a similar deco to what the other figures are.
Absolutely. Cool. People saying we need Billy, Tiger Force Billy. That would be interesting. Just Billy in general would be kind of cool.
Tiger Force or a Python Patrol Snake. I just really want them to make a snake in the classified series. I want that.
Yeah.
And a Python Patrol, one of those would make sense too.
Absolutely. Cool. Right. Awesome. That will bring us to the end then, I guess. I'll also mention while I'm here, but I'll be dropping a video, I think, later in the weekend about Tiger Force and kind of going through all the options and stuff like we've just done right now, but in a more concise fashion. So if you want to watch that 5-minute video instead of listening to Pat and I drone on and on and on about every single version of a figure that could ever be utilized, that'll be coming out very soon. I'll be doing one for Tiger Force and one for Python Patrol. So they'll be, like I said, dropping the next couple of days. Anyway, that is pretty much it for the news this week, mate. So now we'll move into the shout outs. But before we do so, here's a word from Hoarder.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, a number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner/developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
Yay, shout out. Right then, Pat, you can start us off, buddy. Go for it.
Shout out, as always, to Philip. He definitely has been at work on something for us for articulated points for this month, and I appreciate that. So that should be coming soon.
Notice I haven't changed the image for the last 4 or 5 episodes.
I know. It's the two of us versus each other for the longest time. Maybe it's always we'll do one of those again, because I really did have fun doing that.
People are going to start thinking that your show is basically where you two just fight each other the whole time. That's what articulated points is. It's just it's like a backyard battles type scenario, isn't it? Just punching the crap out of each other.
Yeah. And we'll see how that works out in a rematch.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Peppermint All Capsule. Thank you very much for the super chat. Really appreciate it. We don't mind if you miss the episode, buddy. It's fine. Happy New Year to you as well.
We missed some episodes too, it seems. We weren't here all the time in the past month or so.
That's very true. So, yeah, you can keep your apologies because we're not going to apologize. No, thank you, Peppermint All Capsule. Very kind of you. Thank you very much. My shout out also, shout out to Phil as well. He's been, hustling, and I can't wait to see the next episode of Articulated Points. So, awesome stuff. Shout out to the fam, UK, US, all of you, to Kate, to Phoebs, the whole fam. Love you very much. And also, happy birthday to Drew and Viv. Have a lovely day, guys, and enjoy. Wish we could be there with you to celebrate. But here's your little shout out anyway. Have a great, great birthday, guys. To Brian Sauer, who, again, does all of our wonderful graphics. Big shout out to him. He's got to work on our next monthly graphics. This is probably the first time he's hearing about it, by the way. Brian, we're going to be doing another monthly episode very soon, so we're going to need new graphics again. Lols. No, he's aware. Anyway, thank you, Brian, for all the great work you do for us. We really appreciate it. And to Paddy and Brian for their Total Action Force Kickstarter, which is actually dropping January 28th. Yes, January 28th. There is a date for it now. There's a link in the description to the soft cover Kickstarter link, the preview link. So if you don't want to miss out, you can go on there and you can set up a reminder that will tell you when it actually comes out on the 28th of January. And also on that day, Brian and Paddy will be making an appearance at Dublin City Comics and Collectibles. So if you're in the Dublin area on the 28th, then make sure you go and check them out, meet them. If you haven't met them in the past, I'm sure they've met everyone in Ireland so far. Obviously go and see them. They'll have books to actually sell as well. They'll have product there. They'll also have lots of rare items, Action Force related ones, of course, to check out. And Jaffa Cakes, free Jaffa Cakes. I mean, if you go for anything, go for the Jaffa Cakes. Pat's like, what the hell are Jaffa Cakes?
I have no idea what that is.
Just Google it. It is a British staple in a cup of tea and a biscuit / cake sort of thing. They're amazing. All my UK brethren will know what Jaffa Cake is, and all the US people are going to be like, huh?
Is that a specific brand then, or is it just the general?
Jaffa Cakes are the name of the brand.
So Little Debbie's, maybe? Is that what I'm seeing?
They do not equate to anything in the United States, I don't think.
Okay.
The only thing, you've probably had them done as Jaffa Cakes in the US at some point, but I don't think that there's never been like an equivalency, I don't think. They're very interesting. They've caused quite the debate over the years as to whether they're a biscuit or a cake, because they're called Jaffa cakes. Obviously, that there's like a soft cakey kind of substance, right? But then there's like a chocolate covering, and there's like an orange gel inside as well. So there's this really amazing like experience. It's just a beautiful thing. You can get them in like import stores and stuff. There's a place around the corner from us called AJ's, and they always have them in there. They just import loads of British chocolate and crisps and all sorts. So yeah, anyway, in fact, Pat, are you near, is it Jungle Jim's, is it called?
No, I'm not anywhere near there. I've never actually been there. Jungle Jim's, I thought it was over in Ohio, right?
Oh, of course. Sorry, I'm an idiot. Yes. So when we went to visit the Roma Collectibles crew, Aaron and Sarah, when we went to visit them, we went to Jungle Jim's. It was amazing. It's huge. It's like a department store mixed with Disneyland. Is all I can say about it. It was amazing. So yeah, if you're near any one of those kind of places, yeah, you'll find Jaffa cakes. Oh, they are sold in the US. Here we go. Thanks, Diana. Jaffa cakes are sold in the US. We used to eat off the chocolate and peel off the orange. See, just Pat that doesn't know what Jaffa.
Never heard of them.
Okay, well there you go. You've been. This is hilarious because
I think in the US we would never call those a biscuit, though.
No. Well, there's, like I said, there's a massive debate. Well, the thing is, though, they're kind of biscuit sized. They're like shaped. It's a thing. It's definitely you're in one gang or the other. I personally, I'm not. I don't care. I just put them in my mouth and enjoy them. Clip that up. Right. Yeah, so massive shout out to Paddy and Brian for their upcoming soft cover of their first volume of Action Force, The Battle Years. If you missed out the first time, then definitely check it out the second time because it is an absolute beauty. So this is basically the second release, but in a soft cover, not a hard cover. And that will be the 28th of January. And like I said, they'll be at Dublin City Comics and Collectibles. So go check them out and eat Jaffa Cakes. Also, check out the unboxing I did of the Python Patrol Officer, which is awesome and right here. So go check that out if you haven't already seen it. I've been told Recondo is coming today, which is nice. If today is in actual fact Saturday, which I'm pretty sure it is. Yes, Saturday the 14th. There you go. Confirmation. So hopefully that will be here today and I'll try and do an unboxing maybe tomorrow of that one. But I know a lot of people have already got their Recondos anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I'm still going to do one. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for jumping on. Thanks for all of the listeners, viewers, our patrons, all of you guys. Thank you so much for all the support. We'll be back next week. Right, Pat?
Yeah, I'll be here. Hopefully, sweet. Hopefully the allergies will have passed and I will be feeling much better.
Maybe
I should get my hands on some Jaffa cakes before that.
don't mess that name up. Yes, hopefully you can. I'll send you a load. Get well soon, buddy. Thank you for jumping on, mate. Anyway, we really appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me on. It's always fun.
Always. Right then, guys, that's it for this episode of the Full Force Weekly. Thank you to Pat, obviously. Thank you to all of you guys. We'll be back very soon. Check out the channel for all the other videos coming. Like I said, I've got that cheeky Tiger Force and Python Patrol video thing dropping. Well, there'll be two separate ones. So keep an eye out for that. Brian Flynn next week and another weekly and hopefully more news this week. So it's been a pleasure. Had a blast. You know what to do after three. At least I hope you know what to do after three. If you're new to the channel, just shout Full Force. One, two, three.
Full Force.
Did everyone else do it? Yes. Brilliant. We can leave.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.